the 20-year workshop. I loved hearing the guy on the local station in the small town where I lived for 20 years, here in the foothills of the Adirondacks. I was trying to become a poet, and I thought everything I heard could become a poem, if only I could figure out how to make use of it, the way frontierswomen made use of berries for dyes, or stones for doorstops, if doors were there at all. And by then I'd be far off in Kansas, the sun blinding me, the old mule dying of thirst in the drought, my own lips so swollen and cracked I could barely speak, my children woeful at the table. Then Oklahoma, the Dust Bowl, trying to seal all the openings from the heavy black night rolling toward me in the middle of the afternoon. Meanwhile, the foothills of the Adirondacks, where often the snow-buried cars, farm equipment, old roads in the woods. I thought my life was inadequate to poetry, and my mind along with it. So often I tried to be Eliot, Pound, all those revered at the time as masters. And I would despair, because nothing I wrote sounded as beautiful or profound as the foothills of the Adirondacks, the word foothills alone like its own little poem, hidden in the shadow of the mountains, which, when I drove over them to visit my sister in Vermont, seemed to taunt me with their permanence, until slowly the need to redeem as my own the words of others became less desperate, and even shadows spoke.